And here at Dunkin' Donuts, we are about to witness a donut eating contest, and the winner will get a PS3 courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. And Gordo, you've got a microphone able to stretch over to the table that's right in front of us with four contestants ready to try to down six donuts the fastest. Oh, we have five now? We got five contestants.
Okay. Yes, we do, Strong Craig. Gordon Keith reporting live from the Dunkin' Donuts, in which I'm at.
Yeah, I know. I see you.
Oh, sorry. And I'm joined here by a representative of Dunkin' Donuts who's going to explain the rules for this contest that we're having, the donut eating competition. Please welcome the lovely Chandra.
Good morning, Gordon. Thank you. Yes, the rules, actually, you only have to eat six donuts, and whoever eats six the fastest wins the PS3. And then we do have water for you, and once you're through, you have to scream, "American runs on Dunkin'," because that's our tagline, and after all, America does. Thank you.
Okay, very nice.
There we go.
So, which is going to be hard if you got a bunch of donut dough in your mouth and you're real dry mouth. You've plowed through your water already. Now, Chandra, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right. So she's available, guys.
Okay.
Perhaps she'll win a date with Chandra here.
I'm sure she's going to be impressed with this.
Okay, now she's unveiling the donuts these guys had to choose from. They all have identical sets of donuts. And look at this. Hong Kong Paul is one of the contestants. I'm going to borrow his tray real quickly. I mean, look at that.
Wow.
You got the huge sprinkle donut. You got the chocolate cake donut with chocolate icing on it. You have another donut with chocolate and vanilla icing on it.
See, I thought they're just going to
have a vanilla icing. You have a strawberry icing, and then you also have a chocolate-filled powdered donut.
See, we're all thinking like glazed donuts, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
That is a lot more difficult. Now, what do you think about the time?
All right, so let's meet our contestants real quick. Joining us here is Hong Kong Paul. Hi.
Hi.
And what do you do for a living, Paul?
No. Electronic assembly.
All right.
Okay.
He doesn't know what he does for a living.
Are you married, Paul?
No.
Have you ever been married?
No.
You ever had a date?
No.
Oh, no. Well, maybe with this PS3, you'll at least occupy your time with something instead of your hand, which is what you use now. All right. Our second contestant. Sir, what's your name?
Todd.
And how old are you?
46.
What do you do for a living?
Self-employed.
Oh, so you're unemployed, too. What kind of work you do?
Sales.
Oh, no.
So generic.
Boy, he is really low-key in
it, isn't
he?
Self-employed sales guy. What kind of products you sell?
Sports.
So generic.
He sells sports.
Okay. All right. And what particular technique are you going to use today, Todd?
Stuff it.
Stuff it.
Okay, you're telling me to stuff it, or that's your technique?
Both.
Okay. You look a lot older than 46.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no.
He looks fine.
Okay. All right, what's your name, sir? This is our third contestant.
John.
John, how old are you?
32.
And you married?
Married, two kids.
Oh, okay, good job. Are you dedicating this victory to your kids, should you win?
This is for America.
It's for America. Ooh. How can you root against him?
Yeah, these other guys ought to just forfeit.
I know it. Hong Kong Paul, what country are you playing for?
America.
You can't piggyback. You can't piggyback like that. All right. And, this has got to be our youngest contestant.
Yeah,
look at this guy. He didn't have an ounce of body fat on him. He's just a skeleton with skin. How old are you, sir?
17.
And how much do you weigh?
I don't know.
Why isn't he in school right now?
150 pounds and you're about what, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Oh. Very good. Why aren't you in school?
Tax day. I'm a senior.
It's taxi day?
Tax.
No, today is tax.
Oh, today is tax day. I thought that was April 15th.
You know the test that ruins our school system?
It's like the practice one, so the seniors don't have to go till like 12:30. So.
Oh, gotcha. Now, do you have a high school girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Oh.
When was the last time you had a girlfriend?
Like last year.
Oh, okay. So you're one up on Hong Kong Paul, and he's 40. Never had a girlfriend. All right, good job. And your name, sir?
Shad.
What?
Shad.
Shad, that's what you fish with.
Yeah, it's a name, bro.
All right. And Shad, what do you do for a living?
I train.
Train like fitness?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. You seem like you're happy today.
Yeah, I am, man. I'm just worried. If I don't win, I got to do like 3 hours of cardio to burn these donuts off.
I know it. You got your work cut out for you. All right, Shad, and who are you playing for today?
I'm playing for myself, man. Competition. I'm married, though. I'm married.
Uh-huh. You're married?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
Okay, is it going well?
It's going good, but I know if I dedicated to that, I might choke. I might not do good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't dedicate it to the wife. All right, you guys ready? Now, you know the rules. You got the first one that eats all six and finishes them completely and then shouts out, America runs on Dunkin'. Then you are the winner. And you have water here to choke it down, but I think they only got one glass of water each.
You want to predict the time?
Yeah, let's predict time. I say now, given the donuts in front of them, the sprinkles and the jelly fill, I'd say 3 minutes.
Oh, I think this thing's going to go a lot longer than that, George.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see how anyone can get this down in that amount of time. They're bringing out extra water, so these guys are actually going to have at least two glasses of water each. Okay, you ready?
What do you think, Junior?
I was initially thinking very, very fast, 1 minute, something like that. But given the donuts that they're eating and given the look of our competitors, I don't think any of them are pro eaters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say more in the 5 minute range, and I got the stopwatch. I'll keep it.
All right. Did anyone make note of their names? Will we be able to call this? Who's doing play by play here?
No, I didn't.
All right, George, write down these names. You got Paul.
All right.
Okay. Now your name was Todd. Okay. Contestant number two was Todd. Contestant number three was
John.
John.
Right.
John, and he's playing for America.
Right.
Then the skinny high school kid. Your name?
Chris.
And then we have Shad over here.
Okay.
At the end here. Okay, you ready? George Dunham on play-by-play. The Dunkin' Donuts eating competition begins in 3, 2, 1, go!
They are off. Hong Kong Paul goes with the powdered chocolate-filled donut first, while Todd is going with the strawberry donut. Everyone's off to really a slow start, except the 17-year-old. Look at him. Attack that powdered donut with the chocolate filling.
Yeah, he went with the one that had the most weight to begin with.
Not a bad strategy.
He's knocking that out early.
You know, he's also drinking a lot more than the others.
Yeah, right? I think that's good. You got to drink as you go. Shad, failing right now.
He's doing fine.
He's doing okay.
He's about tied with the rest of them.
He looked like he had failed smile there for a second.
No one's finished with the first donut. Shad has finished with his first donut.
So did the 17-year-old. The 17-year-old Chris is through his first donut. They got five more to go. Now, I think there's a chance that they're going to have a hard time getting these six donuts down. These are rich, big-time donuts that they're trying to down here.
Will we see vomit, guys? Let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
Now, four of our contestants have finished their first donut. Now the fifth one has just finished. Todd, the 46-year-old who looks like he's 58.
He sales sports. He sells sports.
Ooh, and he drank a sip of his water, and he had shake hand.
He's got shake hand. He's going with a glazed vanilla topping. Is Shad still on number two? Yes, he is.
Yeah, Shad will be doing number two later on.
Number two is in the books for Shad.
Really?
And the 17-year-old is on his third donut now, too. So we have Hong Kong Paul on his second donut.
He's all hunched over. Shad, he looks like he's struggling.
Look at Hong Kong Paul.
He's laughing.
He's Shad hunched over and, laughing.
Chris are in the lead right now. They're on donut number three. They're nearing the halfway point here.
Okay, so how much time have we had?
We just had the dunk of the donut into the water.
That is a smart move, yes, George. That's what we see in many of these competitive eating competitions.
Yes, they do it in the hot dog eating competition, and now Chris, the 17-year-old phenom, is trying it here at Dunkin' Donuts.
Hong Kong Paul just dipped his in water. Look at him. Paul, do you know how gay you look eating that pink donut?
Oh, no, the 17-year-old's cracking up. Laughter is a factor now. They can't choke.
2 minutes. We're at the two-minute mark.
And the 17-year-old Chris closing in on his third donut. He's almost to the halfway mark.
Who's in the technical lead right now?
I think Chris is. Shad's right behind him, though.
Shad and Chris are very, very close. Very, very close. Anybody getting close to throwing up? No, it looks like everybody's doing well. Oh, Shad. Little hand raised there.
Shad's still working on donut number three. So
Shad's
is Chris.
Going with the all chocolate right now. Just like your wife, right? Number one, thumbs up there.
Thumbs up from Shad on
He's
that
doing
one.
Well. He's
and
doing well.
A lot of laughter from the audience. They love that joke from the great Gordo.
Wow, Shad is in the lead. He's finished three donuts.
Wow. Halfway mark.
Chris, the 17-year-old, has almost finished his third donut. Got one more bite, and it's in his mouth right now.
Oh, John.
So is John. John's doing well. He's putting the remainder of his third donut in his mouth.
He's the quiet assassin. He's come out of nowhere.
And remember, that's a donut for America
That was a donut for America. Wait a second. I have miscounted here. Either this guy has dumped his Todd, or he has
almost
finished with his fourth donut.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. We have been distracted. And Hong Kong Paul, as well, is almost finished with his fourth donut.
The dunking method is bringing back Hong Kong Paul.
You know, these Asians tend to do well in these competitions. They always win the eating competitions. Hong Kong Paul, though, although he looks like he's close to death.
So Todd, the sports sales guy, is technically in the lead right now as he goes to donut number five.
So far.
Donut number five is in the mouth.
It's one of the greatest races I've ever seen.
It really is. How are we doing on time now, Junior? Where are we on time?
3:37.
Oh, my.
And counting.
Look at Chad. Oh, he's standing up, getting serious about it.
Trying to intimidate his fellow competitors.
Oh, now he's giggling.
Is that donut number four for
Chad?
That's
a slowdown. That's donut number four for Shad.
And look at Todd go for this
Chris,
chocolate donut.
Chris, how you doing over there? You all right?
No. He's all of about 127 pounds, and he is failing right now.
Yeah, okay, look at this. Boy, look at John, the guy who's doing it for America. He looks like he's just done a line of Coke. It's just all over his face, the powdered donut.
But what about the story of Todd? We didn't think much about him going into the competition. He's been very methodic.
His nose is dripping.
And he has thrown five donuts, is he not?
He's threw five donuts.
He is on his last donut.
Oh, Shad is out? Are you out, Shad?
He's not feeling good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He's out.
Shad is out.
Oh, Chris is out. Chris has waved it off.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, will John give up for America? No, he won't. He's still in.
This is for America.
Todd, the middle-aged sports seller.
Todd just downed it in the PS3 is yours.
Oh, look at Paul. This is very close. Paul is a little bit ahead because Todd still has the chocolate-filled donut. It's got a little bit more donut to that one. And Paul is on his sprinkled donut, but boy, he's looking like he's struggling.
Down to the finish here, and what's the phrase they have to say at the end?
America runs on Dunkin', which America may be hard for Hong Kong Paul. So he could conceivably eat all his donuts and still be a minute behind his next competitor. Oh, man, this is getting close, guys.
Now, what's the difference in donut that they're eating right now, Gordo?
I would say about half a pound difference.
Okay, and Todd's trying to go with the chocolate cream filled, which is a tougher donut. Hong Kong Paul with a glaze with sprinkles on top, and I think he's going to do it. I think Hong Kong Paul is going to win this competition.
He looks like a lowland gorilla the way he's hunched over.
He does, but he's just two bites away from a PS3. Unless Todd can mount an incredible comeback, and he's trying.
Look at that big bite Todd just took there.
He's trying.
We are going to see vomit.
Hong Kong Paul.
We are going to see vomit.
Hong Kong Paul's got one bite left. Come on, Hong Kong Paul.
But he's got to swallow it, George, and say the magical phrase.
Okay, there's a half bite. There's the.
They are dead even. Look at this.
This is amazing. Hong Kong Paul has put his last bite in his mouth.
Todd's done.
Hurry.
So's Hong Kong Paul.
All right, whoever says it first, we'll listen.
Oh, no.
America runs on Duncan.
Oh!
Wow!
A comeback! Finished by maybe 10 seconds out of Hong Kong Paul. Good job, Todd.
Incredible.
Hong Kong Paul was through, but he couldn't say America runs on Duncan.
Let's hear Hong Kong Paul say it for second place.
Couldn't have said it better ourselves, Hong Kong Paul.
How defeating is that for Hong Kong Paul to be swallowing his last bite and hear Todd utter that phrase?
Well, and he got his last donut in first, but he couldn't swallow it.
It pays to have English as your first language, as we've just found out here. Unbelievable. Todd, this is probably the only way you'll be able to afford a PlayStation 3, being that you're unemployed and seller of sports.
He's in sports sales.
Thank you, yes.
And what specific kind of sports do you sell?
Memorabilia.
Okay.
Once again.
Well, it's a little more specific, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to win the competition?
Now, you're a little bit older guy. Have you ever played a gaming system like this?
Yes.
What do you have at home?
I don't. My nephews do.
Okay, good.
He's about to hurl, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. How do you feel?
Stuffed.
All right. Boy, he's about to go into insulin shock.
You know what? John let down America.
His official time, by the way, Todd's official winning time, 6 minutes and 6 seconds.
Over a minute of donut. Yeah.
That's a Texas record.
John, thank you for participating. Sorry you let America down.
Life.
Oh, gosh, man. A few words.
Chris, thanks for being out here. Enjoy your tax day off.
Thank you.
And, Shad, do you have anything to say?
Oh, man, it's tough, man.
Shad, you were the air
doing TV.
Yeah, I work for TV.
Montel, right?
Not Montel.
Yeah, he was in a
all us TV guys look alike, don't we?
I'm puzzled by Shad. He was the early leader and then
what
just
happened?
Threw in the towel when he was in the lead.
I think donuts, man. It was tough.
Got off to too fast a start.
Can't be those old man. It got an old man heart.
That's right, that old man fight.
What is old man heart?
You don't want to mess around with that.
All right, so there you go, the famous Dunkin' Donuts eating challenge. Thanks to all our contestants. And thanks to, congratulations to Todd for winning the PS3, courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts.
What a great sporting event we just carried live for you here on the ticket. It is 8:33, and coming up next, we're going to have more wireless microphone fun here at Dunkin' Donuts as we talk to some of the people.